USA Radio News.
President Trump on Monday celebrated a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, saying he kept his promise to fix America's bad trade agreements with the rest of the world.
This landmark agreement will send cash and jobs pouring into the United States and into North America. Good for Canada. Good for Mexico. Instead of jobs leaving for overseas, they will be returning back home. And we've already had it. We have many, many car companies. I was with Prime Minister Abe of Japan. He said, we have sent many car companies to the United States over the last year and a half. It's true. And big expansions.
The FBI is in Allentown, Pennsylvania, searching for clues after a car exploded, leaving three dead on Saturday night. Police dispatch released a 911 call shortly after the explosion.
Car. We're getting multiple calls.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An American is sharing the Nobel Prize for Medicine. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Two scientists, one from the U.S. and one from Japan, are the winners of the Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Institute in Stockholm announcing that Jim Allison and Tetsuku Honjo were honored for their discoveries leading to new approaches in using the immune system to battle cancer. Allison is a professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump left Monday for her first big international trip, aiming to make child well-being the focus of the five-day, four-country tour that will take her to different parts of Africa. The trip will consist of a mix of visits to hospitals, schools, and shelters. Tropical Storm Rosa is expected to bring heavy rains to parts of California and Arizona, with flash flooding expected and up to 4 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump will be holding another one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Tennessee, where Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn is locked into a really tight race for the Senate seat there that Senator Bob Corker decided not to run for. Now, the midterms are just over a month away, and former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich joined Fox News to talk about some of the Kavanaugh accusations that we're hearing from the folks on the left side of the aisle, how that's going to affect the midterms in his opinion.
Look, I think it's pretty clear if people are honest and they look at folks like Senator Booker saying you're complicit with evil if you're for Kavanaugh, they look at Senator Unruh saying men should shut up, they look at Congresswoman Maxine Waters saying hunt them down wherever they are, go into restaurants, and the real question in the 2018 election is going to be what kind of America do we want to become? The left, I don't care what the FBI comes up with. If the FBI comes out and says there is zero evidence that Judge Kavanaugh did anything wrong, the Democrats will promptly say, are already shifting to, well, what about drinking? What about this? What about that? I think that you have to recognize they're engaged in a search and destroy mission. It's deliberate. It's not an accident. It's not a game. They want power. As President Lincoln warned in his Cooper Union address, they want rule or ruin.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.